How concerned are you about the direction of this conservative court? And does Congress have any sort of role to try and rein in what you and your fellow progressive colleagues feel is a problem?
Well, I'm very concerned because these three cases together have some things in common. And one of the things that jumps out at me was the aggressive way in which this court granted standing for the plaintiffs. Standing is a legal term. And, you know, what restrains the court from just becoming its own legislature to deciding questions before it willy-nilly is this idea of standing. There has to be something really at stake for the plaintiff. They really have to be harmed. So in the case of student loans, several states' attorney generals brought the cases forward against President Biden's student loan relief. Hard for them to prove that their states or that they were being harmed. So it came down to a loan processor named Mohila, which is not even a state, to say, well, if President Biden relieves all these students from these onerous loan payments, they're going to make less profit from processing those loans. They turned that into standing for the several states.